Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare specialist, Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host, entrepreneur, and insurance broker. We come here every week unpacking Medicare and all its complexity, trying to bring some value and some clarity to what to the mess that Medicare is. So I want to just thank all our listeners out there. We appreciate you tuning in every week. Just try to bring in actionable advice and just best practices to all my listeners and my clients. So again, if you're just tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. Today's episode is going to be a different topic. I thought it'd be kind of a nice, interesting topic. I've gotten this question actually from quite a few clients and prospects, but it's episode 31. What Medicare plan would I put my parents on? I'm 40 years of age. My parents are both Medicare age, and they're both on Medicare, and I'm going to unpack what I put them on. And my dad actually made a change just recently this year. So we're going to talk about that too. And just the reason you're probably asking, why would you cover this topic? This is a weird question. It's actually really not. I've probably had this question at least a couple dozen times in the 7 years I've been doing Medicare. And I think there's a lot behind this question. Why people ask it, they want to make sure they're getting the right plan and that, you know, hey, what would you do for your loved ones? You know, what's the right plan for them, and making sure that, you know, you're going to do right by them as a customer as well. What do you put your loved ones on? You know, that's what I want, right? But this is a loaded question. And we're going to talk about that more in today's broadcast. So again, if you're tuning in with us, my website, you can check us out online. It's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Okay. Again, that's themedicarehelpdesk.com. Our phone number locally here in Tallahassee is 850-632-0033. And nationwide, you can call me on my 1-800 number. That's 800-414-2044. So just a background into myself again, Justin Colvin here. I'm the host of the show. I own the insurance agency, the Medicare Help Desk. We are devoted to America's greatest generation, the senior generation, baby boomers, that are on Medicare or soon to be on Medicare and need help with their Medicare coverage. That's what we do all day, every day. So evaluating plan options, reviewing your prescription drugs and your cost, just miscellaneous questions, guiding people through their first, you know, foray into Medicare, signing up for the first time, all these questions and more we can help you with from soup to nuts for the entire enrollment process. Don't do it alone. You know, have a trusted advocate. Have someone that will help you. Our services are free. We don't charge any fee. Okay, it's not like a money manager's fee or anything like that. It's we get paid by the insurance company, right? So if you choose to do business with us, that's how we're compensated. And we represent over 30 of the top insurance companies, all the big names that everyone's familiar with, like United Healthcare, Aetna, Cigna, Humana, Florida Blue, Capital Health Plan, WellCare, and many, many others. So any of those companies that can help you get you in the right coverage. So let's just jump right into it. Again, what I talked about, episode 31, what Medicare plan would I put my parents on? So I picked this topic because I get this question quite often, more often than you would think. And so I want to just cover it because I think there's a lot behind this question. And I think it's more of a peace of mind thing. People want to know that the health insurance, the coverage they have, is going to be good coverage. You know, we hear these horror stories about, oh, my friend, they had, you know, $50,000 of out-of-pocket medical expenses, or, you know, the HMO wouldn't let them go see this doctor, or they couldn't get this life-saving operation. There is a lot of fear with Medicare and health insurance in general. There's a lot of paranoia about what may or may not happen with their plan, how it's going to work. And so, you know, that fear, that anxiety gets, I think, relayed in this question because they want to know, what would you put your loved ones on? What would you put your own parents on, or your grandparents? What would you do? What would be with the plan you would do for them? That's what I want you to do for me. And I will say this is kind of a loaded question because it depends on the budget of each person, right? Depends on their needs, depends on their expectations of healthcare, their current health status. You know, are they fairly healthy, somewhere in the middle, or they have a lot of chronic health conditions? Do they take a lot of medications? Do they not want to go to doctors at all? I've had some people like that. They just swear them off. You know, everything's holistic and naturopathic medicine, chiropractic, and no drugs, no surgery. I get all kinds of different prospects and clients that come to me with different personalities. We're all unique, right, as human beings. So there, and I've said this before in a previous broadcast, there's no one size fits all approach. You can't look at it like that. So what I did for my parents, and I'm going to talk about that as we get into this segment, it may be different from what you need. And they live in different places of the country. You know, what someone may be asking me for coverage here in the panhandle of Florida could be very different than the Carolinas. It could be, you know, immensely different from someone in Montana or Wyoming or California. I'm in all those states. I'm in about 40 states around the country. Of course, a large part of the business is Florida, and a good chunk is here locally. But with having a large representation, I've seen just how plans can vary, right, from one region of the country to another. And so if you're tuning in, listening anywhere in the country, this is a great topic because it's going to resonate with a lot of folks out there. But as we get into this, I'll go and just come out and say it. My mom currently has a supplement policy, a Medicare supplement plan, also known as a Medigap plan. These are the letter plans, like plans F, G, and N. And she just aged into Medicare in the last year, so she's only been on this about a year. Fairly healthy, takes a few prescriptions. And my parents live in South Carolina, okay? So the rates, the premiums or rates monthly that you pay for a Medicare supplement policy are not that unreasonable in the Carolinas. They're actually some of the least expensive rates in the country. And this is what we decided to do. It just made the most sense. Pays the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. So she has a standalone supplement plan. She actually has the plan N as a Nancy. She doesn't have a lot of doctor visits. So the copay that exists with plan N wasn't a big deal to her. And then she has a standalone prescription drug plan. Okay. Now, she hasn't made any changes. That's just what she has presently. My dad started out with the same structure, a Medicare supplement policy. Okay. And a standalone drug plan, okay? And so we had that probably in place for about 2 years. He's a year older than my mom, and so he's been on Medicare a little bit longer. And we just transitioned him, actually, this year. We changed him to a Medicare Advantage plan at his request, okay? You know, both plans have their pros and cons. So when people ask me, what would you put your mom on? What would you put your dad on? Well, it's a mixed question. Right now, I'd have to say both. Hey, one has a Medicare supplement, right? And the other one has a Medicare Advantage plan. They both have pros and cons, okay? So, again, I don't want you to feel like, oh, my gosh, this person sold me a Medicare Advantage plan. You know, how could they ever do something like that? Advantage plans have a lot of benefits. Now, they have some cons. You have to weigh both sides of that and see if it makes sense for you in your area. I've had people, and that's why my focus is really to focus on what's best for the client, okay, and the end user. And if that's what they want and it makes sense for them, you know, as a trusted advocate, we do what's best for the client first. You know, we're involved in the Better Business Bureau, my company, the Medicare Help Desk. We're also plugged into the local Chamber of Commerce here in Tallahassee. We're number one on Google in Tallahassee for just Medicare-related search results. We have close to 55-star reviews, okay? So we come highly recommended because we focus on ethics and compliance and transparency and doing the right thing for the customer at all times. So, you know, if someone obviously has significant health problems and they're on a very inexpensive supplement policy, I'm not going to put them on a Medicare Advantage plan, HMO. I wouldn't do that, right? That doesn't make sense. But for certain people, Advantage plans make a lot of sense. And for my dad, that's what he wanted. He does not do a lot of doctoring. He has a few prescriptions. He's type 2 diabetic. But he saved a ton of money on his drug cost, okay, by switching to the Advantage plan. Because you have to remember, if you do a supplement, yes, it does pay the 20%. It does pay the best, and it has the best network, but it comes with some price, okay? With a supplement, you obviously have the monthly premium, okay? He got tired of the rate increases. He already had 2 rate increases from the carrier at the time. And he also has, he had a deductible, you know? He's got the Medicare Part B as in boy deductible that exists with the Plan G and Plan N supplements. So he has to pay a monthly premium, the annual deductible, although it's not big, it's $203, but still, it's there. And then he has a drug plan deductible and a drug plan premium. So those are 4 costs. He got rid of all those costs, okay? 2 monthly premiums and 2 annual deductibles. When we looked at the cost savings, okay, by going from a med sup and a standalone drug plan to a Medicare Advantage plan, which he called me is what he wanted to do, it was close to $3,000, okay? Because he takes some name brand prescriptions. So that deductible is a real thing for him. He has to pay it. So that was about $3,000 of premiums on the front end and deductibles. And the plan we put him on had $2,000 worth of dental benefit. He was pending some other major dental work. He didn't have a dental insurance plan. He was going to come out of pocket about $1,500. This particular Medicare Advantage plan, which was a PPO, mind you, This is in South Carolina. Had a $2,000 reimbursement, which is significant. I mean, that's huge. It means you could get $2,500 worth of work done. You just save your receipts, you submit them to the carrier, and then boom, you get a check for $2,000. Okay, they just paid $2,000 of your dental work. You can't get that on a Medicare supplement plan. Vision, hearing, there's other things I'm going to unpack as we head into the break. I'll come back and I'll go over more details and why we did this plan for him and why it makes sense. And my mom may or may not do it as well, but we'll go over that in more detail. Again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Justin Colvin here, your host. We're in episode 31 this week. What Medicare plan would I put my parents on? I know it's a little bit clickbaity. Probably thinking, why is he covering this? So in the first segment, I kind of went through why I chose today's topic. I have gotten this question before. As I said, I'm 40 years of age, married, I have two children, live here in the Tallahassee, Florida area. And we help seniors every day with Medicare at the Medicare Help Desk. That's what we do. And represent about 30 of the top insurance companies. We're independent brokers, meaning we don't, we're not captive. We're not held hostage any one particular carrier. We represent many of them. So we can get you the best deal and the best benefits, right? Most competitive options for your particular market, depending on where you live. We are licensed in close to 40 states and around the country. So we're a national firm, but we do a lot, of course, here in Florida. A lot of it's in the Southeast and Midwest, but we reach all the way out to Washington State, Oregon, California, parts of the Northeast as well. So I've got clients everywhere, and a lot of that just came by referral. You know, people have friends and family live elsewhere, and hey, can you help me out? You've been very helpful, you know, with my situation, and sure, yeah, I can help out. And that's how we've kind of gotten to where we've gotten to be in terms of just growing, expanding the business. So we're definitely looking, you know, to help anyone that needs help with Medicare. You can always give us a call. You know, we're here to help, here to provide just free assistance. We don't charge anything for our services. I've spent as little as 10 minutes on the phone helping someone, or as much as an hour, hour and a half. So whatever the time needs that we need to unpack what we need and to cover what needs to be covered and to, you know, resolve the situation, help you out, that's what we're committed to do. If you choose to do business with us, that's how we're compensated, okay? So make that clear. And the rates are no different, right? So it doesn't matter if you call Humana or Aetna Direct versus saying, oh, I'll save money, but I won't use an insurance agent and they won't get paid a commission. Nope, it doesn't work like that way in our business. The rates are exactly the same. So you're only hurting yourself by not having representation. It's important to have someone representing you, whether it's me, hopefully it's me, but if not, find someone else that you trust and it feels like, you know, they value your time and doing right by you. Just find a representation, right? Being an agent or broker, particularly a broker, because we have many different insurance companies that we can represent. We're independent, not just one company, right? So it's kind of like when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail to you. So that's the situation it is when you have one insurance company you represent. You really can't solve all the problems of that one company. They would like to make you think that's the case, but that's not possible. So definitely if you need help, you can give us a call. Our number is 850-632-0033. Again, 850-632-0033. That's our local number. I can send and receive text messages on that number. So you can text me with a show topic or question. And then my toll-free number is 800-414-2044. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So again, if you're tuning in with us, today's episode 31, what Medicare plan would I put my parents on? I was talking about this in detail and how it really varies. It's kind of a loaded question. You can't say one way or the other what I would do because it just varies, right? Everybody's needs and budget and healthcare cost and personality, expectations and travel status, they're all different, right? Even amongst spouses, you know, my wife and I don't agree on everything. We would have a probably different take on what health insurance we should have as well. But you have to do what's in your own best interest. And so I talked about earlier, I unpacked a little bit what my mom and dad have. I wrote my mom for a Medicare supplement policy and a standalone drug plan. She still has that, but she is heavily considering doing an Advantage plan. And my dad's kind of the guinea pig. So he had a Medicare supplement and a drug plan initially. And just this summer, we transitioned him to a Medicare Advantage plan. There was a special enrollment period going on in his area due to FEMA, some FEMA disasters. This year's been kind of a crazy year with special enrollment periods, but a lot of the inclement weather, like storms and winter activity and hurricanes, flooding, other wildfires out west can create what we call an SEP, or a special enrollment period. So it doesn't mean you have to wait necessarily till the annual enrollment period, which we're getting ready to head into. That's the busy time of year between October 15th and December 7th. This special enrollment period, or an SEP, lets you change sooner. So we did that. He wanted to make the migration into an advantage plan. So far, he really likes it. The benefits for being, as I mentioned earlier, before we went to the break, is there's no monthly premium, right? So he saves his supplement premium and his drug plan premium. So that's two premiums, plus he saves the supplement deductible. He had a Plan G. It was a $203 deductible, and he had a drug plan where he was taking some name brand prescriptions. One of the diabetes medications, actually a couple of them, were tier threes. So, you know, he would save the drug deductible that existed with his Part D drug plan, which was $445. So if you look at all the numbers, when I calculated it, it was about close to $3,000. It's just a hair less than $3,000 in total premiums and deductibles. And he exchanged that for a Medicare Advantage plan, which has zero premium and zero deductible. Now, of course, the out-of-pocket is much higher, obviously. It's an Advantage plan. It had a $6,700 max out-of-pocket. But when you look at the math, every 2 years, he would have saved $6,000 in premium. And the average person just doesn't hit their max out-of-pocket that often. It's very, very minimal. It's like less than 5% of Medicare enrollees today will hit their max out-of-pocket, which the max out-of-pocket is just the annual threshold for the year. So when you add up all these little nickel and dime copays and things out of pocket, right, on the health plan, what would you really potentially owe, right? That's what that is. It's like your stop loss, your risk protection. And so his is $6,700 in network. It's $11,300 out, I believe. And so, you know, you look at that. Okay, so, you know, I explained it to him, and he made sense to him. He was tired of the rate increases on the supplement. He doesn't go to the doctor a whole lot. Obviously, that can change. Anything can change. There's a little bit of risk with this, but he's being compensated heavily by not having to pay premiums. And he gets a lot of things extra, like dental. And that was a huge thing. It was a big driver for this plan decision because he had close to a couple $1,000s of dental work to get done. And the plan that we put him on covered that, covered a $2,000 reimbursement. That's huge. I mean, that's $2,000 out of your own pocket if you were on the Medicare supplement plan and had no dental coverage, right? Even a standalone dental plan won't typically pay $2,000 worth of work. They'll pay a percentage, right? Maybe 50% of the major work up to an amount. So it's not as lucrative, and you're still paying a premium for that and a deductible. So this dental benefit is very strong, right? And again, there's no premium. You don't pay anything for this. And it's a PPO, so it means he can go to any dentist he wants, any dentist, right? I mean, that's an amazing benefit. So that came with it. That was a huge driver, that and the savings on the drug costs, not to mention vision. He had a vision allowance, not to mention he had a gym. Wasn't paying a lot for it. I think it was $15 a month, like Planet Fitness, but guess what? You can cancel a gym membership. You don't need it because guess what? The Advantage plan includes a free gym. So when you start calculating the premiums that he saved, plus the deductible, plus the dental, plus the vision, plus the free gym, right? It was like a no-brainer. I mean, it was close to $5,500 of costs that he would realize of savings between all those different buckets, right? And then he only does a few doctor visits a year. Primary copay was a zero copay. Specials, I think, was 35 or 40. But, you know, obviously something big could come up that you have to be okay with that. And I fully explain that. And I would explain it to any other prospect or customer. Just make sure that you're comfortable with the amount of extra risk that an Advantage plan has. But remember, it's not unlimited, right? Every Advantage plan is different. Here in Florida, you know, we have max out of pockets that are as low as, even in the big metropolitan areas. You get down to Miami, it is insane. You can get a plan down there with a $1,000 max out of pocket. It's like nothing. That means you could go through cancer. Be laid up in a hospital for a month, right? All you're going to owe is $1,000 for the year. Literally insane. But it's Miami. It's a big market. They get a lot of funding dollars from the Medicare program, from CMS, and they can offer plans like that. You can't get that here in Tallahassee. But Tampa and Orlando, the bigger metropolitan markets, have some of the best plans. And remember, Florida has some of the best Advantage plans in the country. So a lot of people have Medicare Advantage here because when you compare it to the supplement, it can make a lot more sense. But again, it has to make sense for you. If you're the type where you feel like you need to be able to go to any doctor you want at any time and never have a referral, and you don't like being hassled with copays, I have some customers like that. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not disparaging either side. You just have to make a decision for you and what's best for you. So those folks might decide to go in the supplement. You know, if you're more affluent and just for the pay to have the best insurance. Yes, you know, in the long term, you're probably paying more money out of pocket in premiums because you're fairly healthy and you won't use it. But to you, having that luxury of having the best coverage and having everything paid, it's the peace of mind. Some people value that, right? And there's a premium for that. That's why they call it a premium. you're paying premiums to not have to deal with that. So you have to decide what camp you put yourself into, right? And that may change too over time. I've had people be on Medicare supplement plans, got tired of the rate increases, got an Advantage. I've had people on Advantage plans, got tired of the out-of-pocket expenses, you know, and then they go into a supplement if they can qualify later on. And I've had them go back. I've had them, people have changed their plans many times, okay? So you just kind of have to find what works best for you. And a lot of that is kind of some soul searching. But the big factors I want to cover in terms of what you should look at, which will help you to decide which plan is best, is obviously your age, right? As you get older, you typically have more healthcare costs. We get less healthy as we get older. So age is a big factor. Budget. Obviously, if you don't have the money to afford a supplement, then it's not really part of the equation, right? You have to have the money to afford it because it's an extra premium plus drug coverage premium. And if you want dental and vision, that's extra. So supplements not always, you know, I have some agents who are like, oh, never sell a Medicare Advantage plan. That's just terrible. I'm like, that's just foolish to say something like that. Medicare Advantage plans are great for a lot of people, and not everybody can afford a supplement. You know, so if they can't afford it, if you just have a straight Medicare, you don't have a drug plan, you don't have any risk towards your max out of pocket. So no, you definitely need to look at that in a serious manner. Personality is another big one. Your needs, your budget, your current health status. We covered this before. All those things go into the equation when you're looking at plans. So hopefully you found something useful today. I thought this would be a good topic to cover. Again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Again, check out our website, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Call us if you have questions. Our number again, 850-632-0033. Have yourself a good week, folks.